This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to everybody hanging out on the YouTube stream. Appreciate everybody watching us on Monumental Sports Network or wherever you're getting the audio on the Odyssey app, or if you're riding around in your car listening on the radio, wherever you are, we appreciate you. Just get the content. Joining us now, our friend from New York, Mr. Peter Rosenberg.
Peter, what's up, brother?
Guys, how are you? I come to you today from sunny and 80-degree Orlando, Florida. What's happening?
You like to rub it in, don't you, Peter? Man.
You got it.
Pete, like to rub it in, man.
No, it's a nice one. Today was a good, like, I'm only here for a day, and I'm working the entire time, but it's still nice to be here for a day.
Yeah, and you're in Florida.
Are you down there for wrestling? What are you down there for?
Yes, I am shooting episodes of the show I do commentary for, WWE Evolve, every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock on Tubi, and we're doing a taping tonight. So, like, once every month, 6 weeks, I come down here and have an insane day where I do radio shows, call a bunch of matches. It's a lot of Rosenberg talking. But guess what? None of it means as much as talking to you guys.
Well, I appreciate you making time for us. We know you're busy. You got a lot of different stuff. You just launched the new podcast with Laura Stiles, the Ebro Laura Rosenberg Show, all the WWE stuff, ESPN New York. You're a busy fella. I did want to ask one wrestling question because I saw this on your social, and I don't know. I legit don't know what the hell's going on here. You have like a contract with WWE. You are a WWE, I don't know, employee or contractor, whatever the term is, but you clearly know the highest levels of WWE.
That's right.
And there was a woman wrestler the other night tried to kick you out of the building. Is that right?
Yeah, you're talking about the man, as she's known, Becky Lynch, the women's intercontinental
champion.
She's
known as the man?
Yeah, her nickname is the man.
Wow.
She's an all-time great. She's an all-time great. She's also an absolute unhinged lunatic who has been going on a crazed attack against everyone in the wrestling media. And even though I am a colleague of hers at WWE, she does not appreciate the truth that I tell about her tactics, I'll say. And, yeah, she's just been completely unhinged. So the other night at Barclays Center, it was the season premiere of Raw on Netflix, and I'm standing, like, off by ringside, kind of up near the seats, like, right at the back of the floor. And during the, you know, commercial break, I guess it was, she had gotten in the ring. She spotted me there. And this maniac just starts pointing and screaming and grabs security, who I'm friendly with, of course, and has them escort me to the back. She's an absolute unhinged lunatic of the highest order.
Wow.
Well, Steve, I mean, Peter, you got to start getting some workouts in. She might challenge you one day here, bro. Better be ready.
I don't want that. I don't want any problems with her. She is a decorated champion, and she's great. She's just one of these people where everything that happens, she blames it on the media. No one's ever telling the truth. She blames the ref. She blames the media. She blames everybody. And well, now apparently
she's basically doing what a woman does, man.
And now she calls me Pipsqueak Peter Rosenberg, which is wrong in my opinion. It was an interesting Monday night, to say the least.
Hold on, she's married to Seth Rollins?
She's also married to Seth Rollins.
Oh, by the way, God. I've been picking fights, dog.
I didn't do anything. I'm just doing my job.
Oh man, I love it. So she's from Ireland. Is this like, does she have some Conor McGregor to her, maybe?
In some ways. In other ways, no. In some ways, yes. I mean, her original nickname was the Irish Last Kicker. She is very much a proud Irish woman. She's an incredibly hard worker. Her story of getting here is amazing. She's like a New York Times bestselling author. She's done it all. But, you know, listen, sometimes people live an entire life, and then at a certain point, they just become unhinged.
Yeah.
And that is where she is right now. She's in a very unhinged phase of her life. Somehow they cast her in the new Star Trek movie, which I don't even understand because she's a complete maniac. But I heard she did a great job, so kudos to her.
Wow. All right, man. Well, good luck with that, dog.
Tell her JP say she's unhinged, and he'll kick her ass if she keeps messing with you.
Hey.
Nope.
That's it. I put that on JP.
Yeah. I'm check, please. I'm out. All right, let's talk one of your other passions, which is the burgundy and gold. Dan Quinn makes a pretty ballsy decision, I think, to fire both Kingsbury. The Joe Witt thing was a no-brainer. That was happening.
That was happening, yeah.
Like, no matter what. You already cut him off at the knees by taking away play calling from him. The Kingsbury decision, more interesting, and you can look at it a couple different ways. 6 months ago, Peter, if I asked you, hey, you think Cliff is going to be here next year, you're probably like, probably not. I think he might get a head coaching job. But then right. The way the season plays out, and for him to be more or less dismissed, hits a little different. Where are you on the coaching changes?
Well, I was looking forward to catching up with you guys this week because obviously I've been so in it here with the Giants debacle that I've been watching this story and wondering whether I was wrong because I felt exactly how you just described. I did not think Cliff Kingsbury was long for Washington, but I assumed it would be when he was offered a head coaching job. So when I found out that they, quote, mutually parted ways, I went, well, that reads weird because he doesn't have an offer out there. And from what I've gauged from the couple of experts I've talked to is there doesn't seem to be a head coaching market for him right now. So that means they wanted him out, which is just I just want to know what's going on. Like, what is the – is this just simply they weren't happy with the offense? Because, guys, I can tell you some things I wasn't happy with about Kingsbury's offense in 2025 beyond the fact that there were injuries and you know, issues. But I didn't think he would just be dismissed.
Yeah.
So what is it? Like, what is there a story out there that, like, upper management and ownership is not into Kingsbury?
So I asked Adam Peters. So the first real thing we heard was Rossini from The Athletic reported there was beef between AP and Cliff, right? That came out before the Eagles game. Then they beat the Eagles. They had their season wrap-up presser Monday night, and I asked Adam, hey, man, what's your role in coaching decisions? And AP was like, that's all DQ. I'm just here for support. I think the truth is somewhere in the middle. I don't necessarily take him at his word there, but I do think with Dan Quinn and subsequent phone calls I've gotten and people I've talked to, I think Quinn and Cliff had run their course. And I think a lot of it was maybe Quinn wants the offense to look different than the way Cliff is going to call it. And the hints I've gotten is that maybe there were conversations throughout the year about running things a little different, and it wasn't very well received. And that's how I think we landed here. I think Cliff... last year, the offense looked great. some of that, a lot of that was probably just Jaden being great.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I think Cliff did a pretty good job because they were down a lot of important players and they still moved the ball. But I think there's a stylistic thing that DQ wants that he recognized he wasn't going to get from Cliff. And I think DQ has really sped up the clock on his own coaching life cycle here in Washington. Like, you're 2 years in and you've had to fire both your coordinators. If you don't get it right now,
it's
on
problem.
You. Yep. It's on you. So I think it's a really fascinating kind of touch point for Washington and for Dan Quinn specifically. And, you know, where they go next, I'm not entirely sure, frankly. I think everybody now wants it to be Mike McDaniel, but he's going to have options too.
Well, yeah, you have to hope. Well, two things. One, I would say you're right about him sort of speeding up his life cycle, as you put it. However, if they don't make a big improvement next year, I would say the seat's going to be hot regardless. Like, if Jaden is back and healthy and looks like a semblance of Jaden Daniels as we expect him to be, and they don't take a big step forward, I think the seat's getting pretty hot for DQ, and I think the memories of, you know, beating Detroit in the playoffs will start to fade to the rear view. The Mike McDaniel thing, I think all we can hope is that all the love and gushing we heard about leading up to that Miami game in Europe translates into, yeah, Mike McDaniel has options, but he wants to work with his boy DQ. And I think Mike McDaniel is not particularly appealing as a head coach. Yes, but I do agree. I agree with fans who believe he's very appealing as coordinator. However, I saw some folks in the media and online talking about, like, do whatever you have to do. Back up the Brinks truck. I mean,
let's people crazy, man.
You know, guys, can we not act like a bunch of virgins for once? I mean, act like you've been there. I got to tell you, you're getting a new stadium. You have a tremendous quarterback. There's a lot of upside to this team. We don't need to act like nobody will want to be here. Find a good coordinator and move forward. We can all calm down a bit.
Yeah, yeah. I think people just lose their minds sometimes. Like, half the time they don't know who you even discuss, and then they just go. You know, but like, I think the whole thing came down to when you look at the way the defense was playing. Like, I know we went through the 40 points that they lost, the team scoring 40 points 3 weeks in a row. Nobody ever looks at the offense and how they run. If your defense is not doing well and you're going fast pace and you're going three and out and putting them right back on the field, three and out, four and out, put them back on the field, you're just as much a problem as the defense. Yep. And I think a lot of that happened as well. And they had
kind of saw with Ole Miss.
They had discussions, and probably, like they JB said, probably wasn't well received. And you have to understand, I don't care where you at, what you think you are, if your boss is asking you to adjust some stuff and you don't, you're probably on your way out.
And can we also, I mean, I know we should certainly put some of this on Jaden, but I can't be the only fan out there who saw some of the designed runs and different things they did. And this goes back to his rookie year, but certainly this year where he got hurt. And you're just like, what are we doing? Like, I know Jaden's legs are important, and I know him being effective and off-time stuff and getting out of the pocket is always going to be a thing. But we'd be crazy if he obviously needs to take less hits. Obviously. Again, I don't believe he's as fragile as the naysayers now are believing him to be, but we have to protect him. And I don't think that Kingsbury's offense did that all the time.
I think that's a huge part of it. I think you got to wonder, the Jordan Schultz report that came out about front office meddling in player personnel decisions, you got to wonder if the front office, after the Minnesota game, was like, we can't keep Jaden healthy in this offense and we're shutting him down. And if that was a front office decision,
they did the right thing.
I think the difference between coaches and front office is coaches' job is to win the upcoming game, to do everything humanly possible to win the next game on the schedule. Front office has a duty that's different. It's to win the next game, but it's also to be good for the next 5 years. and they have
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
To think differently. And, like, if that is what happened, I'm kind of okay with it.
Yeah, and it's an interesting point, too, because if your version that you just played out is what happened, then that would basically mean that when the Minnesota debacle happened and they decided to shut him down, that probably spelled the end of Kingsbury right then.
You wonder.
Been, we've seen enough.
You wonder. And I don't know how deep into this you are, but a lot was made. Dan Quinn at the Monday wrap-up season wrap-up presser, Dan Quinn was asked about Cliff and gave a complete non-answer. And then I went back and checked the transcripts because I kind of remembered in my head that there were a lot of non-answers down the stretch when Dan Quinn was asked about Cliff. And the week before the Eagles game, it was the same thing. It was just a total non-answer. So you wonder, maybe that was nothing or maybe that was something. And in hindsight, it starts to look like something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he's not – DQ is not a big non-answer guy about the people that he cares about. So, yeah, you could probably read into that. Listen, if something wasn't working this year, several things weren't working, and Kingsbury was never going to be long. I think that had they had a killer year this year, he would have been gone.
Yeah.
It turns out they had a bad year, and he's gone. Either way, he was probably going to be gone.
That point?
That exactly. And I think now DQ is in a position where if things don't go well, I think he's probably gone. And I think general
it's doggy dog world, guys. We know
I
that.
I think he'd be in that. If, I think even if Cliff was still here, he'd be in that position.
Yeah,
When you hit year three, things have to be working.
Agreed. What do you think? There's so much assumption that it's going to be Mike McDaniel. If it isn't Mike McDaniel, say he takes a Detroit job or say he gets a head coaching job or say he wants to take a year off, right? Let me start here. Is Mike McDaniel your one seed as far as who you want to get the job?
I would say yes. I would say yes, only because he's the one who I, you know is the most highly regarded. I mean, you know, I'm not an X's and O's guy, and nobody is. You know, most of the fans, they go for the name that they hear is the sexiest. That name is the sexiest. So, sure. I mean, Dable doesn't get me super excited, I'll be honest. A little too close. You know, the whole, like, he made Josh Allen thing
is a joke.
Is a joke. We've seen that. Now, Jackson Dart did get worse after Dable was gone. I will say that. He seemed to take a bit of a step backwards. But I wasn't impressed with the offense they put around Jackson Dart. In fact, I think the Giants should be thinking about Cliff Kingsbury, though, except for the part that I said about worrying about putting the guy in harm's way. Because if you worry about what Jaden does to put himself in harm's way, Jackson Dart is twice that.
Oh, worse.
So yeah, I to answer your question in as long as a way as possible, yes, Mike McDaniel seems like the most appealing, but who am I? I don't know X's and O's.
Well, let me ask you this. I don't know how much you paid attention to this. David Blau was an up-and-comer. Like, you talk to people around the league, there's excitement about David Blau. He was the Commanders' assistant quarterbacks coach.
Yeah.
Tavita left to get the Stanford job. He got interim quarterbacks coach. Detroit requested permission to interview Blau for their OC job. Rap Sheet just reported moments ago that the Commanders have interviewed Arizona Cardinals passing game coordinator Drew Terrell. Drew used to be here. Drew's a good dude. Rapsheet kind of just slid this in, though, and said the team also interviewed several internal candidates. Now, several internal candidates to me includes Brian Johnson.
Brian Johnson.
Includes Anthony Lynn. But I think it also includes David Blau. Where would you land, Peter, if they really rolled the dice on a 30-year-old with no prior play-calling experience, but who has a reputation around the league as a fast-track up-and-comer?
I don't hate it. I mean, listen, those we all know, guys, that is who we have seen that before. And listen, they all were in Washington previously, right? All the hotshot young coordinators that became hotshot head coaches were all here under Mike Shanahan. Sometimes that guy, I've heard that about David Blough, so I wouldn't take issue with it. I think rolling the dice on one of these guys who's young and supposedly gets it is potentially appealing. Sometimes I like that more than the idea of like, oh my God, do whatever you can. I've been having this conversation about the Giants all week because the Giants fans are all like, do anything to get John Harbaugh, whatever he wants, put his face on the helmet. And what I try to tell them is, I'm like, don't you guys realize that one of the cool things about the Giants organization is that you guys aren't a yo-yo joke of an organization? They don't do that. Totally. Y'all don't do that. Don't change your – we've done that. I know that move. I know the give him whatever he wants. So I don't mind. Same thing with the coordinator.
In Ron,
situation.
We trust.
Dude, we could go back to Spurrier. How many times, Schottenheimer, how many times do we see him? You got to get him. You know what I'm saying? So I would like them to just make the right choice.
I think the thing that happens is we saw so many young guys leave here who did not have experience, and then they went somewhere else, and they started to do well. And we go, why did we let them out the building? We didn't want to give them the chance when they didn't have the experience. We better learn that somebody that doesn't have experience can become that guy here instead of letting them go somewhere else and get it. Then we have complained about we let him out the building.
The only hard part about David Blough is that for the listeners of my show and my coworkers will only think about him in one way. A few years ago, when he was a backup, and we didn't have any idea who he was. Right, we got to a point in the year. And we were doing our football segment on a Friday, and my co-host Don was giving his picks, and he was explaining why he was picking against whoever he was playing. Who he was back for Detroit?
Yeah.
So I guess he was playing for Detroit. So Don was explaining why he was picking, you know, Green Bay over Detroit to cover the points, and he's like, he's reading it, and he goes, and this is him being dead serious. He wasn't making a joke. He's just reading the paper because he doesn't know who he is. He goes, and I'll tell you why I like Green Bay. Do you know who's starting for Detroit? And we're like, no. And he goes, are you familiar with the work of David Blough? And so we only call him David Blough. Which there are so many different meanings that you could take from it.
Yeah.
So once I get past laughing every time I see his name, I'm fine with that being an option too. I just want them. I feel like we're teetering. We're really teetering right now to going back to, like, yesteryear. And, again, I believe it's different because I do believe that the witch is dead and we will not go all the way back. But I also have to admit I don't love the feeling right now generally.
Yeah, it doesn't feel great. We got to run, man. Enjoy Orlando and stay away from Becky.
Well said, my friends. Have a great weekend, guys.
See all right, brother. That's our friend Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Check out his work, ESPN New York, WWE. He's everywhere. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley. We've got to do some NFL Wild Card Weekend previewing next. B. Mitchell Finley here. You've heard us talk about how great Paul Henry has been in both of our homes. Paul built a sunroom for me, dramatically changed my house for the better. Working with Paul and his family and his team at Paul Henry's Window Installation has been a real joy every time I've done it. They get the work done ahead of schedule and under budget. Not a lot of folks you could say that about. If you want to work with Paul right now, all month long, you can get $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door.
We could talk till we blue in the face. I'm going to just tell you like this. If you're looking for windows and doors, reach out to Paul. The guy's going to do a great job. He's going to do everything right the first time, and he's not going to try to overcharge you like most people are going to try and do. We absolutely know that. They walk in your house. They start looking around. They say, oh, I can add this. I can add that. Paul doesn't do that. He comes in, and he lets you know what's the amount you can get, and tell you, you know what, you don't have to do it in this point. Just like he told JP with this outdoor
the windows,
you don't have to use the top notch ones here. You can use something else. So he didn't have to pay top dollar. When you have people that are honest and very good at what they do, you want to work with them. So I'm telling you now, call Paul right now. You'll receive $100 off each window with the 5-window minimum and $500 off each door. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today. Tell him B. Mitchell Finley sent you. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.